with higher ratios of the CEO's compensation to those of entry-level workers will pay more tax than those more egalitarian employers who have more of a, shall we say, a fair or squished to the middle pay structure, who would pay less taxes. And I think that's an interesting way that the financing of healthcare can not only reflect, but even influence larger societal issues of economics within a country or a state.
Very interesting. And that would be in a type of employer payroll tax, do
yes,
you think?
Yes, exactly.
And that also speaks to the inequalities that we were speaking of originally around the symposium, that this matter of universal health care impacts the inequities of our society in any number of ways.
And probably exaggerates them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot to do. Well, thank you all very much. It was good to have you on the Health and Healthcare Forum today.
Thank you,
Bobby.
The Health and Healthcare Forum is produced by Roberta Hall and recorded with the aid of Joe Magner of Anabyte Electronics and Recording. Theme music was composed by Lori Childers and played by Lori Childers and Kent White.
Good morning. This is Kathleen Stevenson for the second part of the Radio Zine. And one program note, we did make a last-minute change this morning. You just heard the Health and Healthcare Forum with Roberta Hall. It was on our schedule to start at 11:30. It started at 11. And if you missed it and want to hear it, it should be available on our website, kboo.fm, in about half an hour. With us in this segment is the program that had been scheduled for 11 o'clock. So sorry for that mix-up, but I hope you'll stay with us. And we do have for this part of the Radio Zine a focus on an event happening later in the month, the Village Building Convergence. And that's happening May 29th through June 7th. And here with me to discuss it are Ted Swaggerty, who is president of the board of directors of VBC and the event team leader for the Village Building Convergence. And also with us is Tiana Flora, who is the lead liaison to community projects. So welcome, Ted, and welcome, Tiana.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So maybe we can start with you, Ted. For those of us for those people who don't know what the Village Building Convergence is, can you give us a description, a general overview of what it is and does?
Yeah. where to begin? I would say that the Village Building Convergence is a wonderful community barn-raising event. It's dichotomous in nature. During the day, we have over 44 projects throughout the city of Portland. Projects involving neighbors painting the street in a big intersection mural, or a community garden, or a natural building project. These projects are called, we call them placemaking projects, and the intention is to transform urban space into a common gathering place, a community place where people feel a sense of belonging and ownership over their own block. And the action is so important because it engenders this greater community connection amongst neighbors and friends. So it's, the placemaking projects on their own is a means to greater social health and safety and social capital. At night, we celebrate our all of this great hard work. 43 work parties throughout the week. At night, we celebrate with our Hearth Evening Festival. There is just such a good time. We've got music and speakers. Several workshops a night, really trying to emulate a celebratory festival where, and also kind of a town hall meeting where folks can come to the main event and hear about issues facing Portland, issues regarding homelessness, issues regarding affordable housing. What are some other topics we, you know, we cover? Food access, all of these, you know, really important issues that Portland, you know, Portlanders really care about. And then we, you know, move into music. We break bread together. That's the best part. We serve dinner, and everybody kind of sits at these long tables and really just trying to, you know, emulate like what it is to be living in an urban village. And it's just a wonderful, inspiring thing. This is our 15th year of doing the Village Building Convergence. City Repair is the organization that puts on this event. And it's just like such a wonderful time. And we've just been so blessed that, you know, 15 years allows one to kind of reflect and really just kind of, you know, have gratitude for the amount of work we've done. We're kind of thinking, you know, I was just talking to you before we got on air, how, you know, what a great, these community institutions like KABU Community Radio or City Repair, it's absolutely transformed the culture of Portland. And we're just so pleased and so honored to be a part of that cultural transformation.
Great, thanks. And so that's a little bit about generally what VBC is about. And Tiana, you are the lead liaison. Is that right?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What do you do in that role?
Well, we have, as Ted said, over 40 community projects, and City Repair sort of like helps those projects happen. So a lot of the sites need lots of support in, like a lot of the city policy designs for street intersections need to be approved by the Portland Bureau of Transportation. We need to coordinate things like paint and lumber requests, and we get plant donations from nurseries. We also coordinate workshops throughout the week with all of these sites too. So yeah, just making sure that they're moving forward and getting all the support that they need from us. So sometimes that means little extra support with fundraising or it can look like a lot of things. But
and so the sites are all over Portland, you're saying?
Yeah.
And just give us a sample of a couple sites that,
sure,
to give people an idea about what goes on.
Well, we have, there's like three main projects that sort of happen for the most part. Natural building is one of them. So things like cob benches, cob ovens. This year we have Naya is doing this really beautiful cob bench and an oven. We have someone finishing a plaster on a community sauna, wood-fired, solar-powered.
Where's that?
That is on Alberta and 20th. Yeah. I believe Try On Life Community Farm is finishing one of their natural building projects from last year. Let's see, we have intersection repairs. So that's all those beautiful murals that you see when you're riding your bike or driving around Portland. So Sherritt Square, which is the very beginning of City Repair, is doing theirs for, I mean, what year would, this is before VBC even, right?
They're on their 18th year of intersection repair.
Yeah, and theirs is so beautiful this year. They incorporated some, like, bees into the design to support, pollinator.
And for people who don't know, where is Sherritt Square?
Sherritt Square is in Selwood. I think Southeast 8th and Sherritt. Yeah. yeah, lots of new intersection repairs too this year. And then we also have community gardens. One big focus this year is planting pollinator-friendly gardens. So we have lots of pollinator like blasting in all the sites, even some of the intersection repairs. So
Great. So you're busy now trying to scope out what kind of needs these places might have and what kind of actions by the city or other groups might need to be taken.
Well, right now specifically, let's see, on my to-do list today is to schedule all the workshops for the placemaking sites. So we have some really lovely offers from some very skilled folks in the community. Brian Lacey is doing some Mason Bee workshops, among other things, sharing circles, facilitator improv with Alpha Low. So today I'm going to work on getting those scheduled with our different sites so that we can publish it in the Village Builder, which is our magazine that will be coming out very soon.
All right, that's usually quite a thick booklet.
Yes.
About all the events and describing the people involved and things like that.
Yeah.
And you think that'll be out when?
Oh, I can't give you a date, but
okay.
Soon.
2 weeks.
Yeah, they're working really hard on it right now. It's crunch time.
Yeah.
And back to you, Ted. There, you mentioned that in the evening there are these gathering around the hearth events, and you have speakers that come particularly to be part of that. Can you tell us about any of the speakers that you are planning to have this year? I notice you're having Michael Mead.
Yeah, we are.
That's a very familiar voice here on KABU.
Oh, isn't he lovely?
Yeah.
He's going to be speaking at the very end, as you know, on June 6th, and kind of like celebrating our actions of the week and... yeah, kind of honoring the urban village that we're trying to create. Poetry and drumming. Michael Mead is a very articulate poet. Before that, the first night, June 29th, we're having Mark Lakeman, one of our co-founders, talking about the past 15 years of city repair history and the future. Where do we hope to go? What kind of greater impact do we hope to engender? The next is to also honor, you know, that following that keynote, we have a panel from other activists who've been working in Portland for over 40 years on green spaces, on civil rights, livability issues in general, and it's really great to kind of get these guys, their opinions, their input, their lessons to the greater community, and really kind of hear what, you know, their advice or their knowledge can be passed down to the younger generation of activists. It really is their, you know, actions and input that have made Portland great. And so that first night is to really honor Portland and you know, our and Portland's legacy and the hard work that went into that, creating that. The second night, I'm just gonna go through some speakers. We have Cameron Witten on Tuesday, along with Eli Spivak, and some other, oh, and Mark Jolin. Now, all of these guys, Cameron Witten works for Know Your City. Eli Spivak is a sustainable housing developer. And Mark Jolin works for Home for Everyone. And all of these guys have a great interest in housing issues in Portland. Mark Jolin works for housing folks who are experiencing homelessness. Cameron Witten is dedicated to figuring out issues of anti-displacement and gentrification, and Eli Spivak is trying to bring more sustainable housing at an affordable price to most Portlanders. Saturday, May 30th, we have a food access panel featuring Judy Bluehorse. She is a professor at PSU. Wonderful. Nathan McClintock is going to be on that panel as well. Really, really inspiring folks. How do we bring fresh food to communities of low income, communities of color, everybody? And I think sometimes it's interesting how these things can be a fad or you know, for, yeah, and it's just trying to really bridge that gap. What are some other? There
is. Looks like you're having Mike Houck. Is he in the activist?
The history panel.
History,
yeah.
Panel. Okay, and so he's with a longtime person with Audubon Society. I don't know if he's still with them or not.
But. He is, and he does Green Spaces Portland, along with Steve Johnson, and all of these guys have been working on, you know, activism for over 40 years. It's just really kind of an honor to have them in the panel. Another thing, another great discussion piece or panel is the green loop, and it's this idea from the Bureau of Planning Services to create a connecting bicycle path going through all four quadrants of the city. You know, a really great public space area where people can ride their bikes and walk. And it's kind of, you know, it's inspired by some projects in other cities all over the nation, but really to take what we have on the riverfront and improve it and kind of bring it out and make it sure that, you know, it really connects Portland to... you know, the quadrants to each other with biking and just to improve our overall biking infrastructure. It's fantastic. So they're really striving to have an interactive panel, and we invite everyone who's listening to come to that panel and kind of hear about this awesome plan. You know, this pretty much revolutionary plan. I don't think any city in the nation is having such a comprehensive bike plan. And, you know, and they really want every citizen's involvement, engagement, brainstorm. They have a few small group activities, and then we're all going to reconvene and share. So it's going to be a great time.
And those, again, what Ted has been talking about, those are the Around the Hearth events, like the Village Hearth events,
yeah,
that you're having in the evening as combined with the what Tiana was talking about, the daytime placemaking events. Would you consider all those daytime events placemaking, or is that not an overall category?
They're all placemaking. That's our daytime for sure.
And let me tell people again, I'm speaking with Tiana Flora. She is the lead liaison to community events at the VBC. And with us also, you just heard from Ted Swaggerty, who is the president of the board of VBC and has probably many other activities that you are working on there. And right before we started, you, Ted, asked Tiana what she was most excited about, and that was a pretty good question. I didn't get to hear her answer to that. So what are you most excited about, Tiana, with this year's VBC?
That is a good question. I think because I got to go to VBC a few years ago, it's been a while. And what I remember like being the best part was just being surrounded by a village, really, like surrounded by people who are truly passionate about creating change in our communities, about growing this village, about growing community. And it's just like, I don't know, it just like really like builds something up in you, you know? It's really inspiring to just be surrounded by so many people who want to have that conversation. Yeah.
And how about you with that question, Ted? What are you most excited about?
I think it changes for me every day. But currently, the panel, it's something that I'm most excited about and I've been thinking a lot about these last few days, is the panel that I'm really interested in and just like can't wait to see is our panel on community safety and community policing, with the news of Freddie Gray and before that Mike Brown. And it's a conversation that everybody in the nation is having, and it's about time that we discuss this in a community forum. You know, things have got to change, and what better place to have this conversation in a safe space like the Village Building Convergence. You know, as people, as Americans, we've become so socially isolated. We drive our big cars, use, you know, highways to get to work, and then commute back and go into our big houses with large, expensive luxury items. And we really forget to connect with each other. And it's funny because we are socially, you know, we're social animals. And this 20th century has kind of gotten away, you know, we've gotten away from that in this last century. And I think what social isolation does is engenders this culture of fear. I think we're very afraid of each other, both sides. And it's time that we sit down with each other and talk about, like, how can we respect, you know, how can we police ourselves where there is no murder, there is no, you know, this kind of, these huge oversights of you know, police brutality or, you know, kind of injustices that we keep hearing about on the news. I am really excited to see this panel, because I think we've got a lot of great specialists to talk about it. We've got Aaron Cornell, who lives on 85th and Beach, and through community projects like the ones that were sponsored through the Village Building Convergence and City Repair, they found that neighbors really started to come out and talk to each other, realize that, you know, they have power on their own, and all they really needed to do was introduce themselves and have a barbecue and walk around the street, start, you know, kind of being aware of who is going through their neighborhood, and, you know, on what were safe activities and what weren't safe activities. There's Greg Seville, who is a nationally known specialist on designing safer communities. You know, having eyes on the street, and having more green spaces, these kinds of things engender a social culture that, you know, people know each other. And I think that's, you know, nobody's going to steal or hurt people when you know your neighbors. And I think that's what the panel's kind of focusing on, is like, look, we've got to start at the very basics. So I'm just, yeah, I mean, when I see the news in Baltimore, I'm thinking about this community policing panel and just kind of like, I'm really excited for that conversation. And the result, you know, the result is like, let's keep talking about this. Let's keep designing better neighborhoods and communities that will engender a safer atmosphere.
So it's applying some of those basic principles of City Repair and the Village Building Convergence to the issue of police violence.
Totally.
And so that's interesting to see that through the eyes of people from your group. So thank you for that. I want to get a little bit of information out there about how people find out more about this and how they might, you know, make reservations or whatever. We can't really talk about cost, but we can talk about how they would find out more about Village Building Convergence this year. I know we'll be talking about it more on KBOO, because we are partnering with, as usual, we're partnering with Village Building Convergence. So, but right now, give people a sort of a preview of how they might get involved, either by volunteering or by going to the website or however you have that.
Yeah, you can definitely check out our website. That's probably the best way. The villagebuildingconvergence.com. Did I get that right? Yeah. I think there's also a way to email us about volunteer opportunities if that's something that you're interested in. But really the most exciting thing to look for is what I mentioned earlier. That's the Village Building magazine, Village Builder. So when that's published, it's this really like, I think we're looking at like over 70 pages with all of our speakers, all of our music for every night. We have some really, really exciting musical lineup. And then, you know, there's a page for every single community project that's happening and what their schedule is. We have a nice map of where, you know, so you can just like kind of find real quickly what's close to you in your neighborhood and what project you can get involved with. And also the contact information for the people who are organizing those community projects. So if you really want to like plug into a project that is just around the corner from you, there you have that opportunity. So,
and that's going to be available on the website in some.
Yeah.
Villagebuildingconvergence.com is the greatest way to connect, because from there you can figure out how to get involved if you want to volunteer or if you want to purchase our tickets. We have our early bird ticket special right now, so get online. It's thevillagebuildingconvergence.com. See our musical acts. We have like an amazing lineup. Leon Jansen, our production manager, has done an amazing job of finding all of these local acts of, you know, around Portland and regional. For instance, like Friday, May 29th, our first night, our headliner is Love Bomb A Go Go. Before that, we have the Max Ribner Band. Both of these groups are great, you know, super fun marching band, funk, a lot of horns and music. It's just going to be a wonderful dance party. The next Saturday is the next day, May 30th, Joe and Seiko are headlining, and they are, you know, Joe is this great vocalist and guitar bassist, and then Seiko is one of the most revered African kora players, and so they've got a great sound. Tuesday, I mean, there's just like so many acts.
So every night there's music, yeah. And then some daytimes too?
Right, yeah. Okay. It's going to be such a great time. Let's see, the Saturday is B.B. McGill, you know, June 6th. We have B.B. McGill, Zahira, and Walla. They have like a great rock and roll, electronic, very dancey music that we're really excited about. And then, you know, it just keeps getting better throughout the week. There's Wednesday, Clinton Fearon, and before that, Pop Goji, you know, both reggae and Afro Brazilian beat, another great dance party. And on Saturdays, the Loveness and the Bantus, kind of a Zimbabwean up-tempo dance. The thing that all of our music programming really emphasizes is like, and I think it goes well with our theme this year, Thrive It Up. When you live and in the times that we do, we are very aware of bad stories or negative stories on the news, right? Police brutality, environmental destruction. But I think that that is something that we're trying to emphasize at City Repair is those are, that negative can almost be, that negative news can almost be oppressive. And what we really want to emphasize is like hope. The world can be a better place, and it starts with us right now. And one thing that we're trying to emphasize is by celebrating, you know, we can thrive together. We cannot just survive, but we can absolutely thrive with music, with dancing, with village, and learning together, and how to shift the paradigm.
That's great. It's a great place to end because we are out of time. Let people know, again, we've been talking about the Village Building Convergence here on the Radio Zine on KBOO Portland. You've just been listening to Ted Swaggerty, and also with us, you heard from Tiana Flora. Thank you both for coming in. Thank you for your great enthusiasm. I wish you the best on this, and we will be broadcasting more about the Village Building Convergence. It starts on May 29th. And again, that website?
VillageBuildingConvergence.com. Okay. Let's say it together.
VillageBuildingConvergence.com.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is Kathleen Stevenson for the Radio Zine.
One, two, ready, go.
Tune in to KBOO Monday, April 27th through Friday, May 2nd from noon to 4, and Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd from noon to 5 p.m. to hear our live broadcast from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, brought to you by our friends and colleagues at WWOZ in New Orleans. We'll have access to 5 stages of fantastic traditional and contemporary New Orleans jazz and blues, brass bands, and interviews and commentary by the best that WWOZ has to offer. That's the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, starting Monday, April 27th. The weekdays, we'll broadcast it from noon to 4 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd, we'll broadcast the festival from noon to 5 p.m., here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
And we will be going to that live stream, KBOO's coverage of the 2015 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Let's go to that now. KBOO Portland.